For months now, Venezuela's been in an economic and political crisis. But until now, the country had not experienced anything like this. That's the sound of a helicopter circling the Supreme Court in Caracas, dropping grenades and firing at targets on the ground. Phil Gunson is a senior analyst for the International Crisis Group in Caracas. He says the helicopter was stolen. Maybe.
We know that a helicopter belonging to the CICPC, which is kind of Venezuela's equivalent of the FBI, it's the detective corps, was taken from an airbase. It passed by the Interior Ministry and supposedly fired some shots there, dropped what was said to be grenades, and then flew off towards the southwest of the city and stopped briefly on the top of a residential building, and then from there disappeared. The helicopter and the two people who were in it haven't been seen since.
And who's responsible?
Well, the man who claimed responsibility is a gentleman called Oscar Perez, who is a kind of Rambo type, former police inspector, whose Instagram account shows him in various heroic poses with an assortment of firearms. Gentleman who put out a video claiming that he was doing this for the fatherland and for freedom and so on. They flew a flag or a banner which referred to Article 350 of the Venezuelan Constitution, which is the article which basically calls on people to rise up if the authorities are not respecting the Constitution. Whether this was real, whether he genuinely expected a coup to ensue, whether he thought that the military, whom he called on, along with his police colleagues, to rise up against the authorities, would actually do so, or whether this was a put-up job by the government in order to justify a further crackdown, we don't know yet. It certainly looks extremely bizarre. Behind him on the video, as he was reading his prepared statement, were four figures, only one of whom was actually a human being, wearing camouflage, carrying an automatic rifle, and wearing a balaclava. The other three appear to have been cardboard cutouts.
This is just a strange story. So on the one hand, it looks like some kind of opponent of Maduro is doing something dramatic. And on the other hand, we really don't know what the guy was up to. And the opposition in Venezuela is saying, no, the government did this. What are we to make of this?
Yeah, I think in a sense, it doesn't matter whether the man was genuinely crazy, as would appear, or whether he was employed to do this by the government in some kind of false flag operation, because the impact is the same. The government here has been cracking down for months now as the opposition has been on the streets demanding free elections, the release of political prisoners, and so on. Around 80 people have died in those protests. So in a sense, the helicopter incident is just fireworks, metaphorically speaking, and possibly even literally speaking. And what's really going on is much, much more serious.
What's been the official response by the Maduro government?
Well, Maduro went on air pretty soon after it happened, surrounded by supporters and functionaries. The general direction, the general trend of things, and the intentions of the government, the actions of the government, as I say, don't appear to have been fundamentally altered by what happened yesterday. It's simply that they may have been provided with an additional excuse for further restrictions on civil liberties.
Phil Gunson is a senior analyst for the International Crisis Group. He's been speaking to us from Caracas. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much.